InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
I start the broadcast and say it just gets more intense every day, and anybody watching or listening knows that's true. I've been getting ready for hours today, and they just brought even more giant stacks of news. Well, Trump says he's going to disclose the UFO alien files imminently, and people are saying that's a distraction for Epstein. No, he ran on that, and he told Hegseth at the Pentagon about 12 months ago to do a review and prepare it. So, no, that's not what that is. That was already scheduled. Now, a strike on Iran could be part of a distraction from that. But really, that's just what Netanyahu wants. And then, of course, you have the tariffs being shot down and some very interesting facts surrounding that with Lutnick. And I remember hearing that Lutnick was setting Trump up. You know, Lutnick specifically makes money off of any tariffs that are refunded. 3 to 5 times whatever's refunded. Wait till you hear this. Now, obviously, Trump's tariffs are constitutional. It's right there in the Constitution. And 3 of the justices got it right. But this is going to be really bad for Main Street, really bad for the economy. But I'm sure, I haven't even checked. Let's pull up the stock market. I'd imagine the stock market will like it, as it wants to maintain globalist control and have a status quo continue. Who knows? Let's pull up the Dow Jones Industrial or Standard & Poor's, or you can pull up the NASDAQ for me. Yeah. Yeah, it's up. Not hard to guess. I meant to check that earlier. Up quite a bit. So there you go. We're going to be analyzing that, the big alien disclosure. And we know it's aliens, whether it's Blue Beam or not, whether it's true or not. They're going to say that. Because Obama came out last weekend and said, no, aliens are real. Now, does that mean that actually they are, or that we've made contact with them or whatever? The point is it highlights and preludes, foreshadows, that they're indeed going to say it's aliens. Now, Trump got upset and said he shouldn't have said that. That's classified. Well, he's a former president. Anything they did while they were president, they can declassify then or after. That's why they are over their records. Trump, you know that. That's why you were innocent when they raided Mar-a-Lago. And Biden isn't, because he was vice president when he stole those documents. But that's a side issue. Not defending Obama, it's just not true. So then we have Epstein stuff. Oh, we got definite pedophile photos now with Prince Andrew. And see, when they kicked him out of the quote royal family, they didn't really defrock him and remove him from the royal line of succession. They just kicked him out of being able to use a bunch of their facilities and aircraft and things. Now they're moving to remove him from the family. Excommunicata. Wait till you see the rest of these photos. It's bad. And it goes into Jeffrey Epstein with those biologists trying to train babies to suck better. That's what's about to go down here. Yeah. These are some real bad people. So we'll be looking at it coming up. Thanks for all your support. Today and tomorrow are the last days to get 100 times X entries into the amazing raffle, where both of the offerings of the Shelby Mustang and the awesome Ford off-road truck, when you get 100X for every dollar you spend on the store, put into the raffle, you get put in for just the next 2 days, that's all that's left, to get both vehicles. That ends tomorrow. Every order in the site for a very limited time is this hat. And this is a classic design that I put out on InfoWars like 20 years ago. And it's a ring of, 13 stars around 1776. It's simple, it's clean, and it's just exciting, and it spreads the word. So every order, on top of the sales that are already there, for a limited time, gets a free 1776 ball cap at thealexshowstore.com.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
I went down to the Mary Carter paint store. I said, give me one of them Smith & Wesson Magnum 44s. 'Cause there's a man that the law let loose and justice was not done. This man killed my wife and my only little son. I'll never forget the way he looked all through the trial. He had his big name lawyer and he had that smirky smile. Oh yeah, he got you off on a technicality. But you have to grow wings and fly to ever get away from me. 'Cause I got rights. I got rights too. And this time there won't be no damn lawyers and systems to protect you.
Gotta love Hank Williams Jr.
I'm gonna read you.
Read you your rights.
Read you your rights.
Got a right to burn in hell tonight.
You got a right to know that you're gonna go to hell one of these black nights. And when the trial was over, he had the nerve to say that's the way it goes. I said, well, hoss, you better get you some corks, 'cause you're gonna have to plug up a few holes. Guess he thought I was talking just to pass away time. But it kinda looks different now, on his knees begging for his life.
'Cause I got rights.
Hey, I got rights.
I got rights too.
I got some rights too. And this time there won't be no damn lawyers and systems to protect you. But I'm gonna read you.
Well, we're in a paradox right now on this live Friday, February 20th, 2026 transmission. The entire globalist satanic New World Order Network is collapsing at an accelerated rate in front of us. It's burning down like an old barn. Got struck by lightning. It'll go up in minutes. And years is minutes in politics. Now, that's the good thing. The bad thing is these guys are going to try to take us with them. And I know I say that every day because it's true, and I know you know that. But just the Epstein stuff alone today, and that's just what we had time to look at. So much new stuff comes out because they made it really hard to search the files. It only searches 10 files at a time. They broke most of the links. People know how to work around those. They comply with the law, but they put a lot of hurdles in there. And that's fine because we're crowdsourcing it. Millions of people are in there beavering away. And it's given us a real clear picture just 2.5-3 weeks into this of what we're dealing with. And it's exactly what I told you we were dealing with, because I had the cream of the crop when I was first getting on air 32 years ago and got a hit syndicated show, so everybody wanted to come on. And I was already somewhat informed, but I got real informed. And it's exactly what all the old timers said, the John Birchers and the Ted Gundersons and the G. Edward Griffins, and going back to the Barry Goldwaters and the Joseph McCarthy's. The only reason they weren't 100% right was because it was worse than they knew. But in the general breakdown of what we were dealing with, they were 100% right. You'd read books written by the Patriots in the 50s and 60s and 70s, and I mean, you open those things up, and it's like they had a time machine. So people see what I said 30 years ago or 20 years ago or 10 years ago or 5 years ago and go, how the hell does he know this? Because our enemies are arrogant. They're out in the open. And you don't get in their club unless you're a devil-worshipping, child-killing Satanist. I kept telling everybody for decades, they don't just rape kids, they murder them. And on a wide scale, and not just through their ceremonies, but through their Roundup, and through their poison shots, and through their GMO, and through their chemtrailing, and through it all, and with their transgenderism, they'll either kill your mind and your soul, or they'll try to kill that body as fast as they can. So we got Prince Andrew, who they already kicked out of the royal family, but now they're kicking him out completely, removing his name and removing from the line of succession. He was interrogated 12 hours and released for what I first said when they arrested him. Espionage, giving secrets. I just looked at the code. Everybody's like, oh, it's pedophilia. It's Epstein. It's Epstein, but abusing his public office. It was the head of the Trade Commission. He was selling out national interest to Epstein. That's the charges. But what's globalism? You think England got rid of its hundreds of steel mills starting in the 60s and the last one closed and was shipped to India 5 years ago? Think that wasn't treason? It's all the same thing. But now they're releasing photos out of the Epstein file of him with fake breasts with babies, playing with babies on the ground with fake breasts. And there's just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of emails all about how do we get babies to suck better? Well, you play a tape with their mama when they're real hungry. You stick it in their mouth. And that's what this all is, folks. This is training aids to get the babies to willingly approach you. Oh, you like playing with that breast, that fake rubber breast? Here's the breast right here for you. So you give them a fake breast with milk in it or whatever. They used to suck it on that, and you just bring them over and now suck on this. And I'm sorry to be gross, but that's what Ted Gundersen told me they did 30 years ago. Now it's in the files. And you see them burning Andrew. We know the king was best friends, and I mean best friends, with Jimmy Savile, who died before he could be convicted, but they found the satanic temple under his house, fake walls that led to it, and all the records of thousands of raped kids, hundreds of murdered. Their favorite thing would be to take royalty and others into government-run hospitals. They had whole wards where they tortured kids, harvested their organs, and then they'd dress up like demons and run in and scream and yell and torture the kids and then drink their blood, and then the hospital would say they died of natural causes. The last thing a 5-, 6-, 7-year-old, 2-year-old sees is Jimmy Savile. Sticking IVs in their arm and 20 people come in and drink every drop of blood out of them. That's liberal. That's liberal, loving liberal. And that's the Democratic Party, and that's Antifa, and that's the top brass of the Democrat Party are just almost every one of them, blood-drinking, Satan-worshipping, child-raping demons. Same thing with the Labor Party, all of them. Keir Starmer ran the cover-up for decades. Look it up. 250,000 white girls raped, thousands murdered just under Starmer. National inquiries have confirmed. The magnitude of the evil is what you got to understand. And it's so bad, we don't know. We just know it's big. It gets bigger every day. So, and there's the Pentagon and Democrats trying to sell Epstein a large section. I mean, we're talking giant 10-story buildings, whole complexes of 10-story buildings in the middle of the Pentagon, in the most secure area, and the key FBI building there for national security. They're, sir, we want to offer this to you. He was like, eh. Because he was David Rockefeller's stand-in as the head of the Trilateral Commission. We now, something I got wrong was just how powerful he was. I called him a switchboard operator, a maitre d', an air traffic controller. But no, he was the Trilateral Commission head because David said he was. He could speak for him. Everybody wanted to kiss his ass. So that stack's pretty powerful. That's just a few of the things. I think I mentioned three things in the stack. I've got about 30, 40 things, and the crew just keeps walking in giving me more. So we'll table that for now and get to that a little bit later. And, of course, we got Trump saying he's getting ready to reveal the UFO files / alien files. Obama, not to be beaten to the punch, said over the weekend, oh, aliens are real. I'll give you my expert breakdown on that. And we got Dark Journalist joining us again as well in the fourth hour, but I'll cover it before then, obviously, but pick his brain. And we got the Islamic leaders, some of the biggest imams in the West, openly saying, oh, we are at war with you. We will conquer you. A lot of information on that. There's a big awakening to that front. Canada already got caught 50,000 Chinese troops a couple years ago training up there. And Trudeau, of course, said he admires Xi Jinping's dictatorship. It's his favorite thing in the world. Well, now they've signed a deal up there with Carney to bring in foreign Chinese troops to serve in their military and other foreign troops. Pretty hardcore. Got a bunch of new compilations of globalists and old compilations wanting to depopulate us. So I'm going to get to that. Hillary says Trump will steal the midterms. I thought that's impossible. There's this thing as election fraud. Obviously, we have the big tariffs overturned. It's the first thing I'm going to hit in the tail here in just a moment. And so much more today. But first, let's get to the tariffs. I've read the decision, or scanned over it, read the dissenting decisions by three of the nine ring race. And, yeah, it's right there. That the importation of goods, period, can be regulated basically at the sole discretion of the president. And that means tariffs. And they've got dozens and dozens of examples, just in the 20th century, five or six. But that doesn't matter. They don't want a president to wield real power and bring back real jobs, $20 trillion investment, hundreds and hundreds of billions of tariffs already. No. They love China and Canada with 300% tariffs on us, like Canada does. And we're 90%+ of their business. They're 2% ours. It's all one-sided. Doesn't even help the Canadian people because there's monopolies up there. Studies show free trade with Canada would actually help them if you're with an equal or close par nation. Free trade, meaning totally open borders with a third world neighbor, is not good generally. Over time, it lowers wages. But if we have free trade with Canada, it'd be good for everybody. But this is a big strike for the globalists, and Trump knew this was coming the last few days. He was really critical of the court, saying, why don't they side with America? Why don't they side? Because a president can 100% have punitive tariffs on a country. That's a form of sanction. And there's a bunch of presidents done that. And, of course, the three justices that got it right, led by Clarence Thomas, cited where it was there. But I've read the history books. I already know. So do you. So if a president can put a tariff or a sanction on Iran, why can't he put it on China for fentanyl or not taking our EV cars and flooding us with tens of millions? I mean, it's all real simple. People wanted our long surrender to globalism to be over. And Trump, in reality, getting control of the border, finding half the missing kids, upping ISIS power, taking action, getting us out of the Paris Accord, carbon taxes, all of it. I mean, it goes on and on. banning men and women's sports, all that. No, it's beautiful. That's why it's paradoxical, because of the Epstein cover-up for the Democrats, who are literally the ones that are all guilty. Got a few less Wexners thrown in there, but he's kind of like bipartisan overall Republican. And I'll get to those developments, but you have the courts ruling against Trump over and over again. You have Congress blocking his agenda. Yeah, the public's not even really fully aware of it all. We do see a lot of signs the economy turning around. Energy prices continue to drop. Overall increase in inflation slows. There is massive investment happening, but I get it. People want something right now. All I'm telling you is I'm past hold my nose, still support Trump. I mean, I'm just looking at it as a realist. I'm glad he's in there other than Kamala, but I hate watching him destroy his real firepower against the enemy and all these opportunities to take down the deep state and let them run around like heroes and act like he's done something bad. It's just unbelievable. But he does have thousands of issues he's got to deal with, and I've got a great example of that with Ludnick here in a moment. Breaking, President Trump, this is last night before this ruling, just went full fire on the Supreme Court. Here's what he had to say.
I think I have to be in the United States Supreme Court for many, many months waiting for a decision on tariffs. Without tariffs, this country would be in such trouble right now. Without tariffs, this country would be like your company was 2 years ago. What a difference it made. And you know who brought the cases against us? People that are China-oriented, people that have business in China that want to rip us off and keep ripping us off, and the tariffs had stopped us. And not only China, other countries too. People from other countries like...
So, $175 billion they're saying has to be refunded. It's another couple hundred billion that doesn't. The emergency wartime stuff, they say, is constitutional, which it is 100%. But his other emergency tariffs are saying aren't, even though there's clear precedent. And so Trump can now retailer the other powers he has, but now he got to refund the money. Funny, I heard that predicted 6 months ago by a couple of economists we had on, that Ludnick was the one advising it, even though in a company he's in, he's heavily invested and set to make billions off of the refunds. Ahead of tariffs ruling, businesses race to secure refunds. Now, this is back in December. Well, who sets that up? Howard Ludnick's family firm bought up the rights to tariff refunds for 20, 30 cents on the dollar after Liberation Day last year. Today, the Supreme Court struck down tariffs. For every $100 invested, Ludnick's sons just made 3 to 5X. Welcome to crony corrupt America. Yeah, that's true. Overhead shot, please. So that is a big deal. So this is a blow against America. There's a New York Times article. Wall Street bet against the Trump tariffs. You mean Ludnick and Bessent's sons and all of them did. Oh, they're all in on it. The sons are all being used as the bagmen. Now, you know, you got Pelosi and her record insider trading and all the corruption they do, but I'm not going to sit here, and I haven't, while I watch all the sons of the president and the rest of them. I don't even think they're committing crimes. Other than you call it insider trading, but they've got passed laws that the executive and the Congress basically can do this. We need to change those laws. And look, I know they took half of Trump's wealth and almost destroyed him. I'm not mad that, you know, he's got foreign investments and things, but not when it's against American interest. And I look at the sons, all of them. I mean, every damn one of them. Everybody in that cabinet, other than the vice president, I guess it's because his kids are too little, or maybe he's moral. I like J.D. Vance, are cashing in like bandits right now. And I don't want to hear from the Democrats, because at least everything Trump's doing economically is pro-America, and he's investing in the very ideas and stuff that he's making money off of and bringing the jobs back here. So there's nothing wrong with betting on America and then betting on your own bet. So you guys are 1,000 times worse. So I don't want to hear it from you taking a clip out of context. I'm just calling like it is, okay? My job's easy. I'm not holding nothing back, calling balls and strikes. And let's just say a lot of it's unsavory. And they're going to use it against Trump when they get control of the Congress because of the handling of the Epstein stuff. On current trajectory, they're going to get big control of the Senate and House. Big control. Big control of the House, maybe low control, small margin in the Senate, maybe bigger. And then it does not look good. And Trump's like, well, I have the DOJ sign off, and they did that, and they're doing 10 times more intense. When has that ever stopped Democrats? They're all over the Epstein files, 99% of it, and they're still running around cherry-picking it. I mean, you know, it's who they are. They have no shame. Wall Street's bet against the Trump tariffs. So here's my problem with Lending. He and his family made gigantic bets that this would get reversed. Because it does destroy the heart of the globalist takeover and ends our economic surrender. And Lending was always a Democrat and always for those bad policies before. But suddenly he's all for it, and him and his buddies have made tens of billions now, it's estimated. Well, let me see. You got to pay back $175 billion at least. You got to pay it back with a whole bunch of penalty and interest. And then these are the guys that bought all that up for people that wanted to sell their insurance in it. So now the Ludnigs and others go and they collect on it. And you're the one that set the policy because you knew the Supreme Court insiders were going to deep six it. You knew what would stand, what wouldn't. Insiders and experts predicted all this on my show. And you did it, Ludnig. Yeah, that's criminal. In my view, I mean, if you are investing in something and, you know, pushing oil industry and you're going to get tax incentives, and there's nothing wrong if you're the president and you're pro oil or pro gas, and then your family invests in oil and gas, no problem with that. You're investing what you believe in. It's like I'm a pro gun guy, and if I was going to buy stocks, it'd be in gun companies, even though they're not the best stocks. I've never owned any stocks, zero, because I don't want to even have the view of impropriety or obsess on it. Because anything I'm into, I learn about. I got to watch it. I got to just win. And just watching other people's stock stuff, I'm just like, ah. And I'm just like, no, if I own stock or currency traded and stuff, knowing all the stuff I know and all my sources, I'd do it full time. And I'd have a ton of money, but I would not be on air. So I strategically made the decision never to do that. But I can look at what these guys are doing. And, I mean, let's just say it. A bunch of the coins that groups that the president's with and all the kids put out. I say kids, most of them are older than me. They were rug pulls. Where you get everybody to invest in it, and then you pull the rug out from under them. It's like, okay, you know. Well, they could ride it up and ride it down. They could know when to get out. I get that. I know. Real estate's a Ponzi scheme. Everything's a bubble. You go to Vegas, you know it's house rules. I get it, but just, we don't need to be like the Democrats, and I'm not. So I'm not going to sit here and play along with this. And we did not see this type of crap during the first Trump administration. We're seeing a lot better action for the people, so I like that. But when it comes to profiteering, it's unsavory, and in some cases, I believe illegal. We'll be right back. Today and tomorrow are the last days to get 100 times X entries into the amazing raffle. It only happens every few months where both of the offerings of the Shelby Mustang and the awesome Ford off-road truck, 100X for every dollar you spend on the store, put into the raffle. You get put in for just the next 2 days, is all that's left, to get both vehicles. There's a time where there's a crossover for 1 week. That ends tomorrow. Every order in the site for a very limited time, it's probably just last throughout the weekend, I'm told, is this hat. And this is a classic design that I put out on InfoWars like 20 years ago. I noticed everybody else copied it, which is cool. I just go, why don't we have that classic design back? So they brought it back, and it's a ring of, 13 stars around 1776. And it's simple, it's clean, and a leftist probably won't kill you or murder you for it. You know, if you have like a MAGA or InfoWars hat, that's a real adventure. This is just at the airport or wherever, hey, patriots know. and it's just exciting. Spreads the word. So every order, on top of the sales that are already there, for a limited time, gets a free 1776 ball cap at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you're going to buy anything on the store, become a VIP for $30 a month. You can cancel any time for free. Instantly, you get $40 to spend each month. The minute you click that button for $30, you get $40 to spend. Special deals, special offers, special sales, top everything. So anybody buying anything should be a VIP. And it's really no commitment. You just get better deals. Cancel any time for free. One click in your profile. Everyone should be a VIP. Also, sometimes stuff runs out and sells out. Don't want to happen? Become a subscriber. Cancel any time. They hold it back for you at the biggest discounts as well. Become a VIP. Become a subscriber. But regardless, share the live feeds of the show. Tell folks about those local AM and FM stations, cable stations, because that's how we reach the people, and that's how we change the world. The whole globalist house of cards is coming down. We've been vindicated. You've been vindicated. Nothing's going to stop that. Stay with us. Massive guest straight ahead.
People can use this as a teaching moment. That, you know, I see a lot of these people out there who think they can imitate Alex Jones, and they have never understood the amount of work that goes in to the detailed reports that you do. But the second part is, okay, if you're out there and you want to be Alex Jones or replicate Alex Jones, Alex teaches you the way to do it, just pay attention. One is learn history. Understand history. Understand what templates to look for. Once you understand that, you understand what the play is gonna look like. And then you're just looking for who to cast in what roles, because you understand the broader course of history, how these things tend to operate, how assassinations tend to occur, how cover-ups tend to happen, how false flags occur, how staged events occur, how also could the various forms of COINTELPRO type psyops to infiltrate dissident movements to distract them from the real conspiracy into fake conspiracy in order to feed a fake conspiracies into people who otherwise would be investigating the real conspiracy. Also to act as a discrediting agent. So learn the methodologies, learn how to look at how to review sources, how to understand the psychology of the participants involved. Once you understand that, you can be much more accurate and predictive at what took place with more explanatory power and more predictive capacity. And that's what Alex does, is massive amounts of work that starts with understanding history.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalist. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Freedom Command Central, it's the Alex Jones Show.
Minutes, Trump's going to come out and make a statement on the Supreme Court and ruling against his tariffs. And of course, I could spend all day bitching about what Trump could do better. Again, it's night and day compared to the Democrats. We just always have to remember that while we, in horror, watch him make mistakes and watch people's administration do bad things, because we're moral. We have ethics. Unlike the Democrats, we police our movement. And we, the constituents, run the movement, or at least we're trying to. We're not in some cult. I've seen so many videos where any federal agents busting child molesters, murderers, fentanyl distribution facilities, and they just attack those too. Oh, it's feds, attack them. And they'll come out arresting pedophiles. They'll say, we just arrested pedophiles in a meth production facility. And the Democrats go, F you, I don't care. Well, this guy we just arrested killed a woman, cut her head off 2 weeks ago. I don't care. You've seen the videos. I mean, that is a sick, warped mind. So if we ever start letting Republicans do bad stuff and don't call them out, by increment, we'll become like Democrats are. Psychotic, demonic zombies. Not me. The Republicans used to be corrupt blue bloods. We've created a beachhead and then really a takeover. I'd say 70% of the Republican Party is ours now. That's why the left's so panicked. We're taking it over. We're the populist movement. And Trump got elected because he was the maverick, the underdog, the populist. And his actions in most issues are that, but not his rhetoric. And this Epstein thing's a turd in the punch bowl, as I said. But he's 100% right about the tariffs. He's going to announce that he has these emergency national security powers that the court admitted were 100% dead to right, which they can't even argue with. And they're not... They're just as powerful or more powerful, but you can't tweak them. You just have to apply them. And that is going to be the problem. Because Trump can, you know, put a big tariff on somebody, make a negotiation, and then come off of it as much as he needs to. With this, he just either does it or he doesn't. We got some breakdowns of that. But Ludnick, man, Ludnick needs to go for the Epstein stuff, lying, and he really needs to go for advising Trump to go with these emergency tariffs and then running off and making record investments through his family with his son and the rest of the gang. They're all in on it. It's just like, wow. It'd be like if my dad was going in for open heart surgery, aorta surgery like he was 4 months ago, and I went and like played the market and like bet on him dying or something. It's just like, it's just... These people are sociopathic. It's just at the bare minimum. So, sorry, I need to get back to the Democrats. I know they're bad, and I just watch this from these people in the cabinet who I know are rats, and it just makes my blood boil. I know it does yours, too. Trump's sweeping global tariffs struck down by U.S. Supreme Court, BBC. Here's the New York Times. Supreme Court strikes down tariffs, sweeping tariffs. It's pretty much the same headline. Listen to this one, though. Supreme Court rules most of Trump's tariffs are illegal. Well, no, they're just invalid. But, oh, it's criminal. Time magazine. Here's the ruling. Here's a breakdown from ChatGPT, which is very accurate from what I know. The Supreme Court ruling in Learning Resources, Inc. versus Trump, decided February 20th, 2026, invalidates tariffs imposed by President Trump under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act. And that goes back to the Marshall Plan. This specifically affects the following tariffs, which were deemed unauthorized. Drug trafficking. Yeah, if we know you're shipping in drugs and doing it, your government's giving them precursors, you can't put a tariff on them. Well, then I'll show you the previous rulings you can. Reciprocal trade tariffs. At least 10% duties on all imports from all trading partners, with higher rates for dozens of nations, aimed at addressing presidents' U.S. trade deficits. This represents the broadest and most sweeping set of tariffs. Well, they're all screwing us. How are you supposed to do that? Then he negotiates a la carte each deal. These, and by the way, he succeeded. The majority went with us. The IEEPA-based tariffs accounted for approximately 75% of all tariffs imposed by Trump since 2025, potentially requiring refunds of up to $175 billion in collected duties. Oh, and Ludnick, back when it all looked like it was constitutional and we were going to win, and Ludnick saying this will be upheld, he ran and bought it for 20 cents on the dollar, billions and billions and billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars of the insurance claims. I already know I said it. I'm just... And then did Ludnick, who was part of the Supreme Court case, did he file things right? Did he fight hard to keep this? I don't think so. God... Now I'm getting pissed. Yes, some tariffs remain unaffected by the ruling as they were imposed under separate legal authorities, not challenged in this case, e.g. not relying on IEEPA. These include Section 232 tariffs, national security grounds, duties on specific sectors like steel, aluminum, copper, and other metals and goods deemed critical for U.S. security. These have been in place and expanded under Trump and are not impacted and been done by other presidents. Remember, in World War II, you couldn't export any metal. It had to go to bullets and planes and everything. Section 301 tariffs under fair trade practices, targeted duties primarily on Chinese imports related to intellectual property theft. Now, they can't ship stuff they stole back in here. Forced technology transfer and trade imbalances, these remain fully in effect. Any other sector-specific targeted tariffs not based on IEEPA and which could include future or existing ones under alternative statutes. And Trump is going to come back with these IEEPA-based systems and basically replace those with the military national security grounds. And that is what I predict as soon as Trump comes out, we are going to hear. We'll see. Also intend to open the phones up for you on any of these issues you'd like to discuss ahead of Dark Journalist on Trump saying, yeah, we're going to go ahead and declassify the file on UFOs and aliens. And I saw everybody when I saw this last night, everybody goes, that's to cover up Epstein. It's the cover up of Epstein that's hurting Trump, or the slow rolling of it. No, I call balls and strikes. You can go pull this up. He said running, he was going to release it. As soon as Hegseth got confirmed, what was it, like 10, 11 months ago? He ordered, you can look it up, Trump orders the Pentagon to do a review of UFOs and aliens and release it. This is it. This is what's happening. It's just everything is in a quickening now, and we're in a full age of disclosure here. Let me tell you, not even aliens landing is going to distract people. You cut Trump, you know, having dinner with gray aliens on the moon or something, people aren't going to believe it anyways. Think it's AI. Devil-worshipping, blood-drinking billionaires that run the country and want to give us poison shots and are chemtrailing us, that they might as well be the aliens. They are. They're demons. Interdimensional invasion. I'm serious when I say that. And by the way, that's in more emails with Bill Gates. Oh, we're getting the new pandemic ready. Yes, I hope we can pull this off. And getting all the regulators prepared years before COVID. I mean, it's sensational. Absolutely sensational. I've got so many documents here, so much to go over. Let's go back to that live feed here. Is this going to be Trump or is this going to be Levitt or is it going to be both of them? It says Trump, yeah. Lednick swindles America again. Supreme Court just ruled Trump's tariffs illegal. Guess who's about to make a fortune off it? Cantor Fitzgerald, the firm run by Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick's sons, has been buying up the rights to tariff refunds. 25 cents on the dollar. Reportedly billions and billions and billions of dollars. Let me tell you, I know Lutnick's a rat. If I find out, in fact, let's go look. If I find out that any of the Trump people bet on this, I'm going to go ape shit. Because it doesn't matter you're better than Democrats. Doesn't matter. It's like, the Democrats make you take 20 cyanide pills, and Trump only makes you take 5. Half a pill will kill you. I didn't sign up. People are like, but the Democrats, they'll win if we don't. It doesn't even matter. Let it get worse quicker. You want accelerationism? Fine. I was just trying to fix things and stop the globalists. But you know what? We don't deserve it. We deserve all the power cutting out and riots and death and new lockdowns and just... The Patriots will fare better during all this. We know how to skin bucks run trot lines. We've all are prepared with ivermectin and, you know, what we got. And, you know, well, a lot of us will die, but don't worry. The left, they're going to die 10 to 1 on us. We won't have to kill them. So I'm kind of looking on the bright side of life. It's like that Monty Python meaning of life. They come and say, would you like to donate your organs? And they guilt her into giving up her organs. Reminds me of Black Lives Matter stuff. And they go, always look on the bright side of life. Let's pull that up. Let's look on the bright side of life. The left aren't breeding. They're not having kids. They're all taking poison shots. They're dying at much higher rates than us. I'm actually sad for them. You know what? They love death so much, and they want to collapse everything, and they want war with Russia, and they want nuclear war. You know what? That'll cleanse the surface of the earth of the devil worshipers, and they're all going to get killed by their own security teams in their bunkers. And those that survive, well, people know how to deal with bunkers. Nice snorkel. Let me hook the tractor up to it. Enjoy some carbon monoxide. Let me tell you, everything melts down and goes to hell. The last place I'm going to be is in a bunker. It's okay to be in a bunker concealment from the general public. But once stuff breaks down for a few months, people got maps where all that stuff's at, and they know where the goodies are at. And the last place you want to be is in a bunker. You want to be 300 miles from nowhere, packed in a cave or a tent in the middle of nowhere with plenty of ammo so you can get your game and the rest of it and your backpack of medicine. You'll do all right if you aren't in the main fallout zone. It don't matter. They'll get about 90% of us the first hour. Anyway, I'm not suicidal or anything, but you know what? I put in the work. I tried to fix everything. And I'm kind of starting to just say, you know what, God? I'm not going to blame you if you just blow this son of a bitch up right now. I'm serious. Just blow us. The idiot said that. He's like, okay, you want a nuclear war? Let's just blow it up. Let's go. I mean, let's just be honest about what it is. I know in a nuclear war, at least Ludwig will get it and his smart-ass family. And I don't wish harm on any of these people. I'm just sick of the corruption. I'm sick of it. I'm so tired of it. And I'm being tongue-in-cheek here. I got four children. I want to have grandchildren. I want to fix things. But I want people to get a sense of how dire the straits are. And we are literally 2 minutes to midnight here. No, I'm not going to give up. I'm far from it. I just want people to understand the stakes here. And you cannot hype how much. Notice nothing's like it used to be. And if you thought the old COVID lockdowns, that was crazy, and you think all these wars is nuts, you think all the craziness you see, it's going to get 10 times crazier. And if good people don't get fully engaged, civilization is going to, bare minimum, have giant new world war, which in almost every breakdown goes nuclear. Yeah, I want to go out with a couple minutes from Monty Python. Oh, I guess Trump's about to come out. We better hear this. Let me do this before he comes out, because I'm not getting billions from the insurance funds on the tariffs failing. I'm funded by the real people out there trying to pay their bills and take care of their families, and I appreciate your support. I respect you, because I just want to stay in this fight. We bring you great products that enrich you and your family that really are amazing. Through Monday, every order at thealexjonesstore.com gets a free black-stitched 1776 hat. That's just my simple design. I first made this design like 20-something years ago. We quit making it. Then I noticed it in airports and Cabela's, everywhere I go, it's the same design. I said, well, that's my design, because I was the first one to put it out. I know it was. And so we came back with just the Ring of Stars, nice, clean 1776. And just fellow patriots know who you are. It's just a fun thing to have. It's a classy, you know, Americana, and sports broadcast, but every order gets a free one. And we got a bunch of big sales going right now, and tonight is the last night. It happens every few months. You always have an off-road vehicle or some awesome sports car that they're raffling, you know, off to great listeners. We get to meet the listeners and have them on air. It's exciting. You normally get put in 50X last week. This is the first time I've done this. 100X you get put in. On every dollar you spend, 100X in the lottery. But this last week, it's the Ford F-250 diesel that ends tonight. That's a badass truck. And the Ford Mustang Shelby GT500. Total badass. That's the new deal. But you get in 100X on both, and you potentially can win both. And $10,000 cash on each one of them. And a free 1776 hat. But anybody that's going to buy anything at thealexjonesstore.com, that again, I don't own, so InfoWars shuts down. That's our sponsor. They'll fund the network. They'll fund the new thesis system. It's so essential. Anybody buying anything. By the way, Trump comes out. Just go to him. Don't wait. You got to be a VIP. You spend $30 in the store each month. You click one thing. You get special deal, special offer, special sales. Instantly $40 to spend in the store. So if you're going to buy anything, become a member. And then if you're going to love the products, 90%+ of you, you know, continue to be VIP. But if you don't have as much money a month, or you know, you don't like something, fine. Cancel one click for free. But if you're going to buy anything, be a VIP for $30 a month. You get $40 to spend instantly. Special deal, special offer, special sales. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you so much. We can't do it without you. The ultramethylene red, the ultramethylene blue, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, incredible knives. It's all there, thealexjonesstore.com. Be the reason we'll always stay on the air as These guys like to say. All right, let's go and see what's happening in this press conference on tariffs. And so we're just waiting. I can't wait to hear. I mean, I already know what Trump's going to say. It's very disappointing. The Supreme Court did this. China and all these other countries have one-sided deals. Canada up to 300% tariff on us. It also hurts their citizens. We believe this is constitutional, what we did. In fact, I have the ruling here. I can read over what it is. And they quoted the Constitution. Kavanaugh and Thomas, the other person. And he said, but I have other tools. They're not as delicate. They're not as interchangeable. They're not as flexible. But I'm going to do it. And we made hundreds of billions for the country. Now we got to give it back. This is a really, really bad thing. And I wish the Supreme Court would side with me. This is for the country. He'll talk about how great the rest of the economy is doing, the $20 trillion investment that we've gotten brought in. I mean, you know what you're going to hear. And it's all true. What's not true is that Jeffrey Epstein follows her hoax. No, it's the king's brother teaching toddlers how to... I can't believe they released photos of it. I just... But I want to go to the dissenting opinion by Justice Kavanaugh, joined by Justice Thomas and Alito, agreed that the IEEPA's text, regulate importation includes tariffs, supported by the text. Yeah, regulate importation. That's in the Constitution. The president has importation control. What do you think a tariff is? Nixon-Ford tariffs, they listed. The president rejected major questions, doctrine in foreign affairs, and proposed a foreign affairs exemption. Dissenting opinion by Justice Thomas joined Kavanaugh's dissent, arguing non-delegation doctrine is incapable as tariff delegation involves foreign commerce authority, not core legislative power. Yeah, president's over foreign stuff. It's how he can ban anybody from foreign countries he wants. So, but I mean, Trump was wrecking them with this deal. This was ending the globalist system. Pulling out of the carbon tax already dealt with them. I mean, that's falling apart everywhere. So I'm as happy as a pig, and you know what about that? That's why I'm like, please don't ruin it. Destroy the Democrats. Destroy the royal family. Destroy them. Destroy them. So what? They're going to stick in there your wife was a hooker, which the evidence never showed she was, but we already know they said that before. Who cares? Give me a break. Good Lord. You think Marilyn Monroe was a schoolgirl, a choir girl? Here, the point is, here's a little bit of Monty Python. Always look on the bright side of life. Here it is.
Cheer up, Brian. You know what they say? Some things in life are bad. They can really make you mad. Other things just make you swear and curse. When you're chewing on life's gristle, don't grumble, give a whistle. And this'll help things turn out for the best. Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps. Just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing. And always look on the bright side of life. Come on. Always look on the right side of life. For life is quite absurd, and death's the final word. You must always face the curtain with a bow. Forget about your scene, give the audience a grin. Enjoy it, it's your last chance anyhow.
So always look on the bright side of death. Just before you draw your terminal breath.
All right, so I got that wrong from memory. And that's kind of a blasphemous thing in life of Brian. And I don't agree with that, but that's the right to make it. I was thinking of the song they sing in The Meaning of Life when they harvested the lady's organs at the end. Look at what that was. So sorry to listeners, like, what is this, making a joke on crucifixion? My memory's not perfect, folks. I haven't seen that movie since it was like on HBO and I was like 10 years old. So going from memory on that, but still, you always got to look on the bright side of life. Yeah, it's the song they sing and the meaning of life, as I said earlier, after they harvest the woman's organs. But it's the brainwashing ever to get the organs is like how the left convinces us to destroy ourselves through guilt. We ought to play that scene coming up. It's really powerful. Has Trump come out yet? By the way, Kavanaugh has come out with a roadmap that's pretty much what I just said, but the crew ran here and gave it to me in his longer dissent here. And he gives Trump the real powers he has, just as I just said. So I would expect Trump to be quoting Kavanaugh here. Let me show you an overhead shot of this, perhaps. Put an HD up on screen. So we're going to be getting to that specifically as soon as Trump comes out. And again, we have hard satellite breaks. We're on radio and TV for the youngsters on X and Rumble. They're like, what are these breaks? Well, that's called network breaks. Back when you'd send something out on a satellite, or before radio to radio or TV to TV as a relay across the country, before they had satellites, they relayed TV across the country. Like if the president in, say, the 50s wanted to talk to folks across the country, they would relay it by TV signal to station to station to station. So it'd be crisp and clear in D.C. where the president gives a speech, but it'd be all black and white and fuzzy in California until satellites came along. And I know older folks are like, why are you explaining this to us? We know this. No, no, no. Whenever I have a guest on and we're talking about a subject and they hear the break, the listeners on X, or they think we're censoring. They think we go to break to stop them from hearing it. No, no. It's satellites and it fires. And so they air their local ads and then we air our national ads. And the way that would work in the past, you have a clock and these are national ads and these are local ads. And they, you know, and that's why when you're watching the Super Bowl, you will see local ads even on cable because they have to play the local ads over. Look, they're white balancing up there. So you know about TV, that you aim a camera and they light balance. Good old-fashioned stuff going on here. Just teaching people about it. A young person will say, that's a secret code. That's a Q code. It means surrender. America surrendered. Give up. We're all dead. Oh, God. Q974. No, it's, you aim a camera and you light balance off of it. Anyways, the point is, we're taking a satellite break here to censor, like we have for 28 years, this exact same second. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Stay with us. Today and tomorrow, the last days to get 100 times X entries into the amazing raffle. It only happens every few months where both of the offerings of the Shelby Mustang and the awesome Ford off-road truck, 100X for every dollar you spend on the store, put into the raffle. You get put in for just the next 2 days, is all that's left, to get both vehicles. There's a time where there's a crossover for 1 week. That ends tomorrow. Every order in the site for a very limited time, it's probably just last throughout the weekend, I'm told, is this hat. And this is a classic design that I put out on InfoWars like 20 years ago. I noticed everybody else copied it, which is cool. I just go, why don't we have that classic design back? So they brought it back, and it's a ring of, 13 stars around 1776. And it's simple, it's clean, and a leftist probably won't kill you or murder you for it. You know, if you have like a MAGA or InfoWars hat, that's a real adventure. This is just at the airport or wherever, hey, patriots know. And it's just exciting, spreads the word. So every order, on top of the sales that are already there, for a limited time, gets a free 1776 ball cap at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you're going to buy anything on the store, become a VIP for $30 a month. You can cancel any time for free. Instantly, you get $40 to spend each month. The minute you click that button for $30, you get $40 to spend. Special deals, special offers, special sales, top everything. So anybody buying anything should be a VIP. And it's really no commitment. You just get better deals. Cancel any time for free. One click in your profile. Everyone should be a VIP. Also, sometimes stuff runs out and sells out. You don't want it to happen? Become a subscriber. Cancel any time. They hold it back for you at the biggest discounts as well. Become a VIP. Become a subscriber. But regardless, share the live feeds of the show. Tell folks about those local AM and FM stations, cable stations, because that's how we reach the people, and that's how we change the world. The whole globalist house of cards is coming down. We've been vindicated. You've been vindicated. Nothing's going to stop that. Stay with us. Massive guests straight ahead.